I think it's only fair that what you consider all the good work that's going on with COT and cross-border relations, that our government would see if there is any capacity north of the border to try and ease the overcrowding and surge in demand in the acute hospital here in Letterkenny.
We have, however, seen Altna Galvin Hospital in Derry dealing with cases of the winter vomiting bug, and it has been a serious issue there. Is that not a cause of concern?
Well, you know yourself that the winter vomiting bug runs its course and you get the wards clear of it, and it's back to normal day working and servicing of the general public. So it's just, I believe, if there is capacity in the north, it should be explored, because very clearly our government do not see this as a crisis. And the reason I say this is that Letterkenny Hospital, there was 15 patients waiting in the emergency department for a bed. Five patients lying in corridors, surgical 1, surgical 2, medical 2, medical 3 and medical 4. Five patients in treatment rooms, which somebody has deemed two of those are actually okay because there are beds in there, despite the fact there are no toilet, no showering facilities, and that staff are in or out, in and out, because there is surgical sterile stores kept there. There was a further 10 patients waiting in one of the overflow areas, which is medical 5, which doesn't have the appropriate nursing level, staffing levels. And there was 10 patients waiting in the medical assessment unit on beds. But again, these patients are waiting to be transferred up the house should a bed become available there, and therefore the medical assessment unit can't function as it's supposed to function. And then on top of that, you have two patients gone to Dublin for procedures in Dublin who would be coming back this evening, but their beds were given away. And there was two patients coming from Dublin because Beaumont Hospital doesn't have any further capacity. So we have to explore outside the box, because fundamentally our government refused to accept that there is a crisis in this country. And this is the general public who pay their taxes, who are looking for a basic who have a basic entitlement to care in the hospital, and it can't be given in a safe environment, not to mention the impact that it's having on the staff who are struggling to give a high standard of safe care. And how can you when you have that level of overcrowding? It is not acceptable. It is not safe. So every avenue has to be explored.